The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating the Era commuter plane that crashed and killed four people and injured six near St. Mary's in November. The government's full report is many months away. But in the meantime, Era, now known as Raven, and others are digging into the cause of the crash. KYUK's Ben Matheson reports.
Witnesses at the airport in St. Mary's saw the Cessna 208 approaching at a dangerously low altitude, then flying past the runway before it crashed into a tundra ridge. While the cause is still unknown, weather at the time included rain and fog, conditions that make flying challenging. The NTSB is not saying what role the weather played or if the wings took on ice, but Raven CEO Bob Hajdukovic believes the plane was flying within its envelope of safe operation.
I can, with a pretty high level of confidence, say that icing was present the day of the accident, but certainly didn't bring the airplane down. We're not treating this as a Cessna 208 tail stall or an icing event.
The 208 forms a big part of Raven's fleet, about a quarter of their aircraft. It's a workhorse that Hajdukovic believes in. But the aircraft has some history with icing. The NTSB in 2006 released recommendations stating that the 208 should not be flown in anything beyond light icing. That's a recommendation, not a rule. The manufacturer has made some changes. Cessna has swapped out the de-icing system on new aircraft from inflatable boots, these blow-up and knock-off ice, to an anti-icing system, the TKS Weeping Wing. This puts out small amounts of anti-ice fluid on the wing's leading edge. This should prevent ice from ever forming. Hägglunds has not retrofitted any of its caravans. And after the fatal crash, that's attracted the attention of lawyers like Ladsanger, an attorney with Slack & Davis, a Dallas-based firm that works in aviation law. He's a pilot and has litigated several cases involving the 208.
The caravan has a very bad track record in ice, and there was a solution that was possible that would have likely prevented this crash, but unfortunately, Hägglunds and Cessna chose not to employ it on this airplane or others that are operating in areas where icing is not only foreseeable, but likely.
Sanger has been in contact with attorneys working with crash victims, but Hajdukovic says that Cessna's new anti-ice system is not a silver bullet. Raven has done some research into the TKS system. He says it's expensive and somewhat problematic here. He points to some corrosion on the wing, plus you have to have the liquid running constantly, which would require refills at small airfields.
The caravan is very well suited for Bethel. And can fly in ice, but you need to have tight controls in place to make sure that you don't get into heavy ice in the wrong condition with the wrong, pilot experience, and you don't want to have anything wrong with the airplane, so you got to make sure you don't have anything deferred. There's just a lot of things that you can do as a company to help tighten that envelope.
Going forward, Raven is sticking with the caravan. Hajdukovic says the group is taking a hard look at safety. He says there are some unrelated safety initiatives in play. The company's looking at putting some additional controls in place to elevate the discussion of weather and the decision to fly or not.
We hurt our friends, we hurt our customers, and we hurt ourselves. And we want to gain that public trust back. And while we're investigating what went wrong, if we'll ever find out, it was a very traumatic event, and we certainly don't want to minimize the tragedy itself. In terms of moving forward, we always use incidents or accidents like this as opportunities to try to find ways to minimize that risk in the future. So we're definitely being proactive.
6 weeks after the accident, Raven's 208s are moving people, groceries, and necessary supplies all around the Delta. The caravan flies to nearly 40 communities that Raven serves in the region. No one knows with certainty what happened on November 29th, and the NTSB says it could be a year before that final report is ready. In Bethel, I'm Ben Matheson.